511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Six young men in Minnesota and California have been charged with conspiring to provide material support to a
USA Radio News.
President Trump is to announce his Supreme Court nominee pick tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We're hearing from folks at the White House that President Trump has made up his decision, but has not disclosed that name yet. A few finalists we're hearing include Brett Kavanaugh and Thomas Hardiman. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana reminds us the one thing that the Supreme Court is supposed to do.
The purpose of the United States Supreme Court is not to make policy. Does it make policy sometimes? Inevitably, in deciding a case. But the purpose of the U.S. Supreme Court is to interpret the law.
The Thailand cave rescue operation has suspended for the night, with four more boys freed, bringing the total to eight. Now there's still four more boys and the soccer coach to rescue. Dr. Mark Siegel joined Fox News to talk about some of the things the boys will be struggling with.
They're going to have flashbacks, my opinion. They're going to have derealization, periods of disorientation.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Starbucks is getting rid of plastic straws. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more of the story.
As restaurants are being urged to get rid of plastic straws and other plastic items because environmentalists say they never fully biodegrade and often end up in the ocean, the coffee house giant has announced it is going to phase out plastic straws at all of its locations by 2020, and it will eliminate more than a billion plastic straws a year in the process. To get rid of straws, Starbucks is getting away from the flat plastic lids it's long used on its drinks. Instead, it will use lids with a raised lid that people can drink from, lids that have been compared to an adult sippy cup. Now, Starbucks says it will still serve Frappuccino drinks with plastic lids, but they'll come with straws made of paper or plastic that can be composted.
And finally, according to a new Economist YouGov poll, 64% of Americans believe President Trump's choice for the Supreme Court is important to them personally. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Going a little bit deeper and adding a little bit more perspective on one of our top stories today, 8 of the 12 boys were rescued from that Thailand cave, leaving 4 boys and their coach to be rescued as of yet. Now, they've called off the rescue operations through the night. Former Navy SEAL and diver Nick Zwig says when it comes to a rescue operation like this, it's all hands on deck.
We got United States Navy SEALs over there. You've got PJs over there from the Air Force. You've got Thai Navy SEALs who we work with all the time. You've got Australian divers, and then you've got the two wild card best cave divers in the world from England. You know, to be honest with you, there's not a whole lot I'm worried about at this point. You know, I know that they're laser focused in their mission, and they're all, you know, reminding each other that, like, look, we're not done until we get them all out alive.
Zwig was also asked, why don't we speed up this process?
Quickly equals dead.
Just, you got to have the logistics. You got to have it all in place because every variable matters.
Yeah, you got to take it slow, right? Like I heard, you know, that you guys said, you know, slow is fast, right? Yeah, and that's what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, you start picking the pace up, you want to get excited. That's when you make mistakes. And in this case, if you start making mistakes, people are going to die. Mm-hmm. We've already had one Navy or Thai Navy SEAL die, you know, super well-trained guy. And so if it can get him, you speed it up, you're going to get a whole bunch more.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're live in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we're going to do a quick commercial, and then we're going to do our Facebook Live feed. So stay with us. We have a great show coming up.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunter In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And here we are in the studio, and I didn't have my mic on live there for a moment there, but luckily we're pretty quiet, so we need the weather, and we are live now. So if you go to Hot and Hunter in Facebook's page, then you'll be able to see our guests in the studio. Usually it's a surprise. I do a little announcement here, but we are just jumping right in today. So what does our weather look like today? Weather is very important, Jim.
Yes, sure is.
All right. So today, beautiful day, perfect summer day. Going on with the whole weekend, which was absolutely amazing. Yeah. Just typical A weather. Yeah. Even for July, it was perfect. We have a sunny, then chance of some thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 90. Getting a little chilly tomorrow evening with a low of 66. I'd say Wednesday or Thursday could be great beach days. Both days are in the mid-80s and mostly sunny. And Friday, we're not really seeing any rain at all. Friday, we have a high near 86, so it's another perfect weather week right here, which is amazing. So we have one more commercial, and then we'll be back in the studio.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, so we always start with a quote, and our quote today is this. It is from the House of Riverton. It is a cruel, ironic art photography, the dragging of captured moments into the future, moments that should have been allowed to be evaporated into the past, should exist only in memories, glimpsed through the fog of events that come after. Photographs force us to see people before their future weighed them down. So that is from the House of Riverton, and we always do a quote that is consistent with our show of the day. So today I'm happy and pleased to introduce to all of you Jim Remy from Remy Studios.
How you doing, everybody? Great to be here.
Welcome, Jim. We're glad that you're here, and we have a lot to talk about today. First, maybe you could just let everyone know what you're here for. We have different arts that go on in Remy Studio, and I know you were excited to talk about some of those things.
Sure. We do a lot of things at Remy Studios. Pottery. My wife has been a potter for over 30 years. We have a showroom where we sell pottery. We go out on the roads, different markets, and also photography. I'm a fine art photographer. I do a lot of documentary photography, black and white, and I'm working on a few projects right now. One of them is a re-release of a book called New York Underground, which I'm pretty excited about. It's going to be out probably the end of this month. And it's a project about homeless street musicians, street people in New York City. And it's a pretty cool project. In fact, it could be seen a snippet on YouTube if you put in my name, Jim, R-I-M-I, and then New York Underground. It's a 3-minute video. And, yeah, it'd be cool to check out.
It actually
I have that on a link on the Hot and Hunterdon page. I posted that this morning so people could go right on that page and look at it. And it's interesting. You did the original photography of that work in the 80s.
Yeah.
Is that right? So when you're looking through the video, and I've been happy to be able to see a lot of the photography work, you see things that you now are two decades ago.
Yeah.
But you could, you know, certainly have the same or similar pictures. Unfortunately, some of the things that have changed are not the instrumental things, like the Big Gulp. You have a 7-Eleven Big Gulp in one of the pictures, and you can't get a Big Gulp in New York City anymore, but you can still find a homeless person that needs drink when it's humid, and not just in New York, anywhere, but in particular there, when you look at what's changed, they're not the profound things that need to change.
Yeah. It's really amazing when I'm looking at these photographs. I did them so long ago, and like you said, it's like a timeless thing. Even the clothes they're wearing, you can't really pick the period. But you're right about that, the Big Gulp thing, and there's a couple other things in there in the photographs. But as other than that, it looks like it could have been done last week.
Even the one of the billboards was for a sofa, convertible sofa. And I bet you could still find a deal for the same amount of money that was on that billboard.
Yeah.
And I thought, how sad that the only thing changed is that, you know, we can't buy large sugary drinks. Like, I mean, it really talks about our values as a society, but finding people that are homeless. And I don't know if you followed the story in Newark. They closed, it was originally a temporary homeless shelter for the winter, like a warming shelter. And on one of the hottest days last week, it was closed for lack of funding. But over 100 people that went to the a nearby park, and eventually they found enough donors when people became aware of it. And that is, I think, as an artist and as an author, what you're trying to do, that there are some people that are on the fringe, they choose to be, and there's other people that they can't maintain the mainstream of society.
Yeah.
And you have a mix in your book.
Big time. I met so many different people. I met an optician that he had a big practice, and these were real stories. You know, a lot of times you talk to people, you wonder if they're telling you the truth or not, but you can get a good feel for who you're talking to when you're on the street. People that wrote songs, people that were doctors, huge gamut of people. And it's really amazing to see what has gone on then and still is going on, like you said. So, you know, that's a shame to close that down in Newark. I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy.
It is. Now, you're re-releasing your original book. Is it going to be the same kind of format, the hard, soft, whatever textbook kind of thing you would say for that?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a limited edition of a certain amount of hardcovers where we're going to do signed editions, also including somewhere you can get a signed limited edition print. And then the next release will be just soft cover.
And we should mention you do donate a portion of the proceeds to the Salvation Army.
Yes.
Which is excellent. A place that you could go in and generally Monday through Friday, just with a few questions and a screening, they will provide some shelter if people want to come in for the day. But you photographed people that chose to live on the streets. And unless it was extremely cold or extremely warm, they really chose not to have any of the limited supports or resources that are there.
Yeah. It was a mixture of some people living in shelters in the Bowery, and then others that were living on the streets, and living on the streets because they didn't want to go into the shelters. The shelters were a scary place. They felt that it was very dangerous. So they felt staying on the street was a safer thing to go. And, you know, all kinds of stories of people just, like, panhandling or collecting cans for money or, you know, whatever they could do. And some street musicians, which weren't homeless, but this is how they made their living. So it was kind of like a whole society going on down in the subway, which I wanted to document. And that's what I'm into, like the whole social issues. I like to document things that I feel aren't going to be around anymore, where I did a whole documentation of the Fulton Street Fish Market in New York City before that changed and moved to Brooklyn.
And that's actually on display permanently at the South Street Museum?
Yes, yes.
that's something people really may be interested in, because that is gone now.
Yes.
It is completely gone.
Yeah.
And so through your work, you're able to give other people a chance to realize what that was like and the feelings that you got when you went there and tried to get your fish for the day and the industry and how it supported families and longshoremen. And
yeah. And I think that's what's so cool about photography, is that you can capture these moments that you can freeze it forever, you know, things that aren't around anymore or things that are going to go away. And that's what my focus is. I like to document that. I like to record it. And that's kind of what I'm about.
All right. We're going to do a quick commercial break here, and then we'll be back to talk about some of the other art and things that go on at Remy Studio. And we'll be giving some dates of some different events we have going on. And if you want to just hold up your underground book, and then we'll be back right after the commercial. Great. All right.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We're back in the studio. I'm your host today, Georgine Trinkle, for our weekly hour, Hot in Hunterdon. And I have with me a guest, a special guest, Jim Remy, representing Remy Studios. And we were just talking about some of his photography and a book that he is re-releasing with a special edition, and why he chooses to photograph some work that is able to show what's vanishing in society, capture moments for others to see and things before they're eliminated. And Jim, I know that you have your work in some galleries. Before we turn to some of the other things from Remy Studios, we should mention what some of the places are. I know we did briefly mention that you can go to South Street Seaport Museum. You have a permanent collection on loan there.
Yes.
And you have some galleries that also have your work.
Yeah, right now there's a show coming up. It's in the Red Bank Artisan Collective, and I think it's 43 Broad Street in Red Bank, and that's going to be an exhibition of some of my work on July 21st, and the opening day for that would be 4 to 9. And also I have some photographs, and we also have some pottery in a store called Present, and that's in Bradley Beach, New Jersey. So that's what's going on right now as far as exhibits.
Okay, and the Clinton Fudge Shop, do you have something there?
Yes, we have.
Because we're in Hunterdon, so we should probably mention the Hunterdon stuff,
it's
right?
It's a great place if you guys haven't been there. He also serves, I don't know, like a million flavors of ice cream. And he has our pottery there. And, he's got a display of it, and it's been doing well there. We're also in Lamington Lifestyles, which is a store in Bedminster.
Which is really close to the Hunterdon Somerset border. So we do get listeners from all over, but if you are local and you want to see some of the work from Remy Studios Ice Cream Fudge Shop, I mean, you can't really go wrong there, right? Support art or not, like, that's you just can't go wrong there. So now what else comes out of Remy Studios besides the photography? There are also, it's also a teaching facility.
Yes.
So you teach photography and also pottery classes.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, sure. Right now, I have three classes going on in photography. One is an advanced class, which is a small class of five. It's very one-on-one. The other class is a beginning class, and then I'm doing also a one-on-one with a couple students. So that's what's going on with photography. And pottery, we're doing workshops. We're also doing classes. And we've just started actually introducing that again. The workshops have been really popular, classes have been popular, and it's been growing. It's a great thing. My daughter Emma's been teaching the pottery classes, and also my wife Karen, and it's been good. It's been really cool.
I'm going to publish some pottery pictures now on the Hunt and Hunterdon Facebook page.
Right.
So the classes, in order to get information on the workshops or the classes, which it sounds like you have some workshops that are one day or a smaller time commitment, and then you have some ongoing classes. How would we find out what is going on and how you can sign up and enroll?
Yeah, sure. You can call 908, that's the studio number, is 908-689-2021. Or you can also email us at rimistudios@gmail.com. So that's rimistudios@gmail.com. Or you can call directly 908-689-2021.
Perfect. All right. So those are interesting pictures that we're posting now. Some are Emma's work and some are from Karen's work.
Yeah.
And you are able to really have a large market for this pottery.
Yeah.
It's, pottery is such an unusual art because it takes the elements from the earth and it creates something.
Yeah.
And even broken pottery, you can find uses for broken pottery. I mean, the history of pottery as an art is just really amazing. And so you're able to go to different shows and set up shows and have these displays, this incredible business you've built over the last few years. So it's always nice. I am tactile. Even though I have now ordered online, which is a whole nother story, I don't enjoy it. I enjoy picking something up, looking at it, feeling it, looking at the texture. I know I'm a little OCD, but I like that. So if people want to do that and pick up the pottery and feel how light it is, how would they get to see all of that?
Okay, so we have a showroom at the studio. It's really it's nice. It's a large showroom, and that is located at 47 Kinnaman Avenue in Washington, New Jersey. We also do, in addition to the showroom, we have open houses going on, which the July 28th is going to be one coming up. And then we're at different shows. One coming up next weekend will be at Sparta Farmers Market. And we also, the next day, that's the 14th, on July 15th, we're at the Ramsey Farmers Market. And then the following weekend, which is the 21st, is the exhibit in Red Bank of my photography. And the following weekend, which is the 28th, is going to be our show.
And that's your open house, the 28th.
Yes.
So, and I do have a nice little cheat sheet here. So we've got the Sparta Farmers Market on Saturday, July 14th from 9 to 1.
Yep.
And that's on South Sparta Ave. And then on Sunday, you move over to Ramsey.
Yes.
Excuse me. live. What can you do?
Yeah.
And you're in Ramsey on the next day. And mm-hmm. then on the 21st, that's your exhibition at the Red Bank Artist Collection on Broad Street, 43A yes. Broad Street in Red Bank.
Yes.
And that's from 4 to 9. And Red Bank has amazing restaurants.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a beach not far from Red Bank, yeah. like 5, 10 miles away. That's not too populated. Go for the day.
Definitely.
Catch little ocean waves. Yeah. Then have grab something to eat. They have so many great outdoor eateries, places with a range of different types of food that you can get.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock, they could pop over That's for it. Your exhibit. And then on the 28th, we have the studio, open hours.
Yep.
So
that'd be 10 to 3.
10 to 3. Okay. Yeah. Great, and that's always fun to see people wandering around the pottery studio that's when cool. you're trying to do some pottery work, and people are wandering around, and you know they enjoy, I think, seeing how a piece starts on the wheel
yes.
and the process of that.
Yes,
so it's an unusual thing. I think on your website you have some videos of Karen throwing some clay.
Yeah, it's really wild to see. If you haven't seen that before. It's amazing, you know, somebody that really knows what they're doing, how to throw on the wheel. In a matter of seconds, basically, you take the clay from nothing and make it into a pot. It's amazing. It's so cool to see.
It is. I could watch Karen throw pottery for hours yes. because it's amazing.
Yes.
Even if she just has a pound of clay. Next yes. thing you know, there's this amazing thing on the wheel
yes.
and trimming, too. It's really interesting to see a shape really take
life.
Place. Yeah, it really, it comes to life on yeah. the wheel, and it's yeah. great to see that.
Yeah.
And something nice to document. And you have some photography work from the pottery, which is really cool.
Yeah, I like going down in the studio, taking pictures of just, you know, the clay on the wheels and just things going on. Because, again, it's, you know, it's stages of life in a way.
It
know?
Is.
So, it's cool.
I mean, it is.
It's a cool place. It's very, I think the pottery studio is a very relaxing place to be. There's something about it that just, you just go in there and you do your thing. And I've done some pottery in there where, you know, it's just like your whole, you just shut everything off and just kind of play with clay, and it turns into things that you like. You know, so.
It depends on the potter, Jim. It doesn't always work that way.
Hopefully.
If Karen's around, it works like that.
Yeah, well.
If you have a teacher there. Let's talk about Emma's work, because you added another potter to your house.
Yeah.
And she's doing some amazing work. If you're on the Hot and Hunterdon page and you look at the photos, her photos are the more whimsical pottery,
yes.
I would say.
I think Emma's pottery, it's very cool. It's her. It's her personality. If you ever met Emma and you read some of her words that are on her pots, you say, all right, this is definitely Emma. It's a very funny type of thing she does. She has all kinds of drawings that she does on the pottery, and then she'll add words to them. And it's just very witty type of pieces, and they're beautiful. The colors, it's a whole different style than ours, but it's true to heart of what she's about. And she has been doing well there. She's been selling it at some stores and shows, and I'm excited to see that.
And it is really cool pottery. I mean, it's for all ages,
yes.
and it really just strikes a chord, you know, life needs laughter, and it needs fun, and it needs light.
Yeah.
You have to let the light in, and
100%.
Her pottery really does that.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. So she's been doing pottery, my God, since she's been in the studio since she's like 3 years old, I think. So she's really, I think since she's 10, she's been making, or maybe 9, making pots, and, you know, she's just gotten to this point now. It's really an awesome blessing to see where she is now.
And she has a style just like Karen does,
yes.
as well. It's, I think, for the potters that are true to themselves and true artists, they let their own style come through the work, not necessarily what's commercial or what sells, but
yes.
what speaks to them.
Yes, that's right. That's it. And it has to be, I think that's, you know, being an artist, you can't just like sell out or just like say, oh, I'm just going to make this because this is going to sell or I think this is going to sell. You have to make what you think you're, what you're trying to project what you're about, or that's, your heart has to be in that piece, has to be in that photograph, whatever it is. Otherwise, to me, it's not a true deal. It's not the true thing, you know?
That's right. It's not art. Right. And there's a lot of debate always about the commercial art. And I've had other guests in the studio that are so concerned about art because people don't realize the cost of producing art.
Oh, yeah.
And people don't always understand how important that is. And it's very difficult. We've had artists that have their own studios and their struggles as a small business owner in a difficult economy like we see now. And we help, or at least we hope we help to position them to be able to reach out and branch more people and let people know, because it's our small businesses that are the artists in many of our communities.
That's interesting you said that, because that's a kind of a funny story. You know, we're all artists in our family, and it's not easy, let's face it. You know, it's not easy. But my daughter Emma had come up to me, and she said, Dad, you know, I want to go to school. I don't know what to do, blah, 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 blah. And she said, I think, what do you think? Should I go to art school? And honestly, I said to her, I says, Emma, you should go to medical school and be a doctor. Because you see how me and your mother are, how much time we put into this. But at the same time, you got to do what's in your heart. So I said, if it's in your heart to be an artist, then that's what you're going to do. The Lord's going to bless you. And it's going to, you're going to go forward with that, and you're going to make a career as an artist. And I think that, you know, that's really how you have to look at life. You can't just, you know, say, okay, well, I don't think I'm going to be able to make a living from this, so I'm not going to do it. You got to go with your heart and then see what happens from there. Just pray about it.
Well, that's a good perspective. Certainly, it seems like the artist's path is a difficult one, especially what we see around here with the proximity not only to New York City but to Philadelphia as well.
Yeah.
So you have all this competition.
Yeah.
And you have these main streets that are struggling, where you have businesses that are closing, that you have retail shops closing, where you can't bring the tourists in to sustain the artists. So it is a very delicate balance.
I think, like what you were saying before about online, this is still the one thing that you really, like, we do these higher-end craft shows where people, they pay to come in, and they know that there's going to be a high level of craftsmanship there. At the same time, they're coming there because they can feel the piece. They can look at it. And I think that's the difference between a brick-and-mortar type of thing where people see it and online. You just, it's just not the same. You got to kind of feel it, and you know, you kind of fall in love with the piece. And I think that's a true thing.
It is different. And I think the difference between artisan maybe and crafter, I know when I go to a show and it's an artisan show, I do expect to have a higher level of quality.
Yes.
Maybe not mass-produced items, things that are very unique and very, you know, important to the artist.
Yes. Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, you know when you're looking at it, this person has so many years of experience. You could tell it's not only technically great, but, you know, his heart or her heart is in that piece. You know, what they want to come out and show you, what they want you to see in that piece, it's there. And that's when it's done right, you know.
And people will enjoy that art and create memories from that and pass that along.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's a great way to impact people. Everyone should try to touch other people in some way. And a true artist, I think, leaves a little bit of their passion in a piece, and that's carried on and becomes a tradition.
That's a great point, because we have a pretty large following of people that come to the shows and buy our work. And we get a lot of times people saying, you know, I love the piece. I love having that piece in the house because it makes everything feel calm. And it's really amazing. It wasn't just one person that would say it. It's a few people, and you keep hearing this. So there's something about it, you know. They appreciate it, and there's something that goes past just having the piece, it's like giving you something. It's like, you know, a love coming off of it or whatever you want to say. You know?
And it becomes part of the fabric.
Yes, yes.
I do like to change things around a lot. And I find that visually I need to have, even if it's just to change your tablecloth cover every, mm-hmm. you know, every week or whatever, my eyes need to see different things. I don't want to see the same thing. I don't want to see what's expected. I want my eye to always have to look to see what's new. So a new piece of color or, you know, this time of year with the flowers, like, okay, what's the new flower that's out of the day? Because your eye has to look for it. And mm-hmm. I think if we don't train ourselves to do that, then we always see what's expected. But good art becomes part of our fabric, and it's like a touchstone in our home, and it teaches us to always look. You know, I could look at a piece of Karen's pottery 10 times, and I could find 10 different things to pick out on it that I didn't see the first time.
Yeah.
And I think that's what good pottery and good art does for us.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting you said that, too, because we are constantly evolving in the studio. New colors, new designs, all kinds of things always going on. And we've had pieces that have sold really, really well, but, you know, we'll feel that, okay, we're done with that design, we're done with that. And, you know, we won't sell out and just say, okay, let's just keep making it, you know, because it's just not something that we're supposed to be doing anymore. And we'll stop that and start something else or do something in a new color or, you know, and I think, you know, it's very true. You have to constantly be evolving into different things as an artist. It's just the way it is. Like, you know, you have these musicians like Bob Dylan and the Rolling Stones. You know, all these years they're still doing it, but they're not doing the same exact thing. They're evolved, but the style is still in it. It's still there. The heart is still there, you know?
Absolutely.
And art is like that. That's being a true artist, I believe. You have to evolve with the times and also reflect what's going on socially and, you know, if that's your thing, you know, you want to do that. But it's just, you know, like you said, even the colors or the spring or, you know, this affects you, you know, what you're doing. And it should.
It should.
Yeah.
And we need those avenues to be impacted and affected.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So what else do we have going on? We have... We wanted to talk a little bit also about the relaunch of the book. I know that that's a really exciting time for you as an artist and as an author to have enough work together, even for a book. That is a privilege, I know, as an artist to get something together.
Yeah.
So how are you going to launch this book?
Okay. Right now, there's three magazines that are going to be talking about it. The Milford Journal, Sussex County Journal, and R. and Sullivan Journal. So they're going to be great lady, Amy Bridge, who is involved with all of this. She's going to be talking a little bit about the project, showing some photographs. So it's kind of getting the word out again. I'm also working on Amazon at the moment. And I'm also looking into independent bookstores that might be interested in carrying the book. You know, I can come in, do a book signing, that sort of thing. So all this is right now up in the air, and we're working on getting all this going. The book will be printed by the end of this month. So if people are interested, they can also email me or call, and we could hold a copy aside for them.
And that's the end of July of 2018 that the book will be
available
again.
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to do a book signing?
Yes. I'm working on a few places right now where we're going to work on a book signing and that sort of thing.
Excellent.
So, yeah, yeah.
That's a very difficult endeavor between the publishing world and the art world to get to just keep moving ahead. So if... you didn't have someone, a parent, say to you, should you go into medical school or should you become an artist and follow your heart? How did you end up becoming a photographer and spending your life as an artist?
Yeah, that's interesting. It started, believe it or not, when I was, I remember in first grade, the teacher, she said, think of your eye as a camera. And I remember this specifically and looking around the classroom and like composing shots of the kids, actually. It's just pretty crazy. There were some odd kids in my class. I grew up in the city, so.
And you might have been one of them, Jim, just that's, saying.
That's right. That's right. We all fit in, so. And, you know, so I would do that. And then my uncle was a photographer, so I used to watch him. He used to photograph weddings and study his cameras and all that sort of thing, and I was hooked. I was hooked. And when I was 13, I didn't have money to buy a camera, and my friend Ray had a 35-millimeter camera, and he used to lend it to me. And I remember taking pictures, and we used to develop film, I think, in a garbage bag or something. You know, it was like bare bones. And from there, when I went to high school, they just started a photography program, and the teacher there was a cool guy. He was only like around 22 years old, and he pretty much took me under his wing. He was awesome. He changed my life, actually. And he would bring me out shooting, and you know, I would get like straight hundreds in the class. So it was a great experience, and that's kind of how it all started. And then he told me, you can go to school for photography, college for photography. And when I heard that, I was in. So that's how it was.
And what do you think about the changes in photography as an art? Yeah. I mean, certainly when you think of all the different art mediums, that is one that has such unbelievable changes. Pottery has not really.
It's true.
The only thing pottery's changed is the difference from a kick wheel to an electric wheel, yeah. But you still use the kick wheel.
It's true.
Photography's completely different, like, yeah. Music, how you sell music, just,
I don't know. Yeah,
it's different. What do you think about that?
Honestly, I'll tell you the truth. As a commercial photographer at the time, I didn't want to switch to digital photography. I've been doing film photography my whole life, 35 years, whatever it is. And when digital came around, I wasn't crazy happy about the idea, switching over to this whole new thing, having to teach myself all this new stuff, all this equipment, and blah, 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 blah. So I was very reluctant, and I didn't switch over until I had to. At what I'm doing now, commercially, yes, it has to be digital, but what I'm doing now is I still shoot film. That is the way I like it, and to me, it's the true deal. I'm old school when it comes to that. I do my own film, prints, and that's what I like to do. I like to stay with that. I still shoot some digital, yes, but my main thing is film with my fine art photography.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And what do you think about how photography, everyone has an iPhone, no one's printing any pictures anymore. Do you, you know, I...
Big problem.
I get a big kick out of commercial stores, you know. Yeah. So you have Best Buy recently announced that they were taking all their CDs off the shelf.
Yep.
Well, they had done that with LPs, and then LPs came back because the CDs didn't have the quality of sound, didn't last, and now you can get LPs again.
Yeah.
So with photography, no one's printing their memories. And then your phone dies, or you don't download it to the cloud or do whatever you're supposed to do. Do you think people are capturing more memories but reflecting on those memories less? How do you think the whole photography, everyone has a camera, has, you know, sort of changed the way we remember our lives?
Yeah, this is true. These are great. great questions. It's awesome. This is very true, and this is a big problem because, you know, like, okay, not too many years ago. All right, you did a family portrait, or you took a photograph and you put it on the wall, or you had a photograph and you actually saw proof of it. This is no longer the case, which means that I feel there's going to be a huge, like, a bunch of things lost that you normally would have seen. You know, if you go, say, you know, your parents had all these photographs and you're looking through them, that's not going to happen anymore. You know, like how your parents had a box of photographs. Now the kids today, they're not going to go to a box of photographs. They're going to go to, I don't even know what. I don't even know if they're going to even see photographs anymore, because let's face it, who's going to take an external hard drive and go through 50,000 photographs, right? So I'm wondering what's going to happen. I'm thinking there's going to be a loss of a lot of memories that would have been captured otherwise. This is what I think is going to happen, but who knows?
Well, everyone knows I'm not exactly cutting edge over here. I enjoy things, you know, watching 80s television shows, right. 70s. You go on any of those series and there's always, you know, a sofa table and there'll be different right. photographs of right. the family and all of these sitcoms and shows and movies. And now you go into photos, families from today. Maybe there'll be a digital changing photograph frame on the sofa table, but really there's not.
Yeah.
It seems like, that's really disappeared. Even the cascading photographs up the stairs of, just different suburban kind of homes that every house on, Main Street had going up the stairs, chronological with the children as they grew up, their prom and all the different things, mainstream themes, but still people understand the concept that we're getting at, and now it's really gone. And just recently, actually, from the film, before the photography was, of course, the camera, movie cameras.
Right.
And someone just recently found pictures of FDR that were on a reel in their family home. He was the grandson was on a quest for his grandfather, finding some items, and he wasn't looking for that, but here FDR had been a frequent visitor or a sometimes visitor, and now he unearthed this history of the, President Roosevelt walking after he had been diagnosed with polio, and he had his walking canes and sticks, and now it's here. No one in, 80 years is going to find someone's phone and plug it back in and say, oh, look at these pictures. They're going to be gone.
Yeah, this is the thing. And, I was just speaking of it, like how, remember you used to have a wallet to show.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's absolutely. Like, okay, I'm going to look, I'll show you on my phone. And then the person can never find this.
Oh, never.
Because there's 30,000 pictures on there. And I think, too, like you had mentioned before, music and photography is kind of a similar thing. Like what's happened with music is the same thing what's happened with photography. The analog music, and that's why these LPs are coming back, were awesome. I mean, the warmth of that, And, a lot of the kids today, they don't know what that's like. But if you hear it, you're going to want that, And it's the same thing I feel with film and digital photography, you had the album where you looked at the cover. You're all excited about seeing that photograph on the cover and all that. And that's all gone now.
It is.
Right?
It's gone.
So it's,
All right. We're going to do a commercial break. And then when we come back, we'll have about less than 10 minutes to wrap up our last segment with Jim Remy from Remy Photography.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, so I just learned that we also have a show-and-tell portion of this show, so for our last few minutes, so they're hiding behind there. I'm going to have to get out from the desk here and take a look at what my guests are hiding, just in case for next time. So Jim brought some real-life samples of some work, so let's start with the photography work. You brought a sample of a piece that you have?
Yeah, this is one of the pieces that's going to be in the show. I don't know if... Can you see this?
No.
I see All right, I'll describe it.
there, we got it now. We got it.
Okay. It's
the sun.
Cool.
We don't have blinds here, but yeah. So that is very cool. That is a staircase going up, some slate work, interesting work, and some nature pieces with the handrails. Pretty cool. So there's a picture of that on our Facebook page. You could take a look at that. But that's some of the work that you are showing when you're out in the community at the artist shows that we were talking about.
Yes.
And those are some of the pieces that are on display at the Fudge Shop and some of the Red Bank Center and some of the other places in Bedminster that we mentioned earlier.
Yes.
And now you have another sample. Oh, that's so
this
cool.
This is some new stuff I'm doing. It's just a photograph of black and white. This is pretty much, I don't know if you guys can you see
maybe
this
just
thing?
Hold that up. Oh. There we go. It's better. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a black and white. This is a hand-done silver gelatin print. So, black and white film, and this is just some of the new things that I'm working on right now.
That's very cool. Now, was that taken in New Jersey?
Yes.
That is super cool.
Thanks.
All right, maybe I'll just, let me just show that from this camera over here. Let's see. I don't know if that's any better, but that is very cool, Jim.
Thanks.
Very nice. Okay, and then you brought some other show and tell
items? Yeah, I brought some pottery.
Let's see what you have.
This is...
That is beautiful. Wow.
That's a lot of Karen's new pieces.
Wow, that's amazing. Hopefully we're getting this on air here. Not so good with the cameras, but this is amazing. And this is what we're talking about when you go to a show. You want to pick this up. You want to feel it. You want to know that the handle for your hand is just right. You want to see what it feels like, the bottom, is it smooth? How does the glaze feel? Is it, you know, does it have texture? Is it smooth? And then having this rustic piece here, and how wide is it? That's perfect. I could see that on a table outside with some orange juice and some really cool glasses.
Sure. And speaking of handles, this is, that's a mug. It's called a hand-built mug. And we get a lot of compliments about our mugs, that the handles are so comfortable. Everybody tells us it's the first mug they always go for. It's so nice to hold and that sort of thing.
That is beautiful.
Thanks. And there's one more piece.
And is that Karen Green?
Yes, it is.
Well, we were talking about the artists and how there are some things that evolve, but then there's some pieces that just stay true. Karen Green is one of the signature pieces that, even though there may be other colors that are intricately designed in the cup, if there's Karen Green there, that's the true artist color, right?
That's true. That's been a real standard. We mix all our own glazes and... it makes a big difference, and that is true. That's been around for a while, that color.
Yeah.
And one more piece. This is a piece called Twilight. This is actually the moon, And then looking at the trees at night, this is one of Karen's kind of, she had a dream about this, and that's how this came about.
Wow. So this is from, you have different collections that you sell. So this is this called the Moonlight Collection?
This one is called Twilight, and we do this in blues and now a white and a tan. And it's pretty much our most popular selling design.
And she had a dream about this, and then that produced this series.
Yes.
And you have some other name series?
Yeah, we have some C series where we do things with shells and seascapes. So, you know, there are different leaves. We do a lot of stuff with leaves and nature. And everything we do is, what's cool about it is you can use it. It's food safe. It's dishwasher safe. It's microwavable. So it's like eating off of artwork, and it really enriches your life. Because it's not like, you know, you're eating off these crummy dishes, you know. And
or your styrofoam.
Yeah,
half
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's true. When you have a special cup of special cup and you put your special tea in it, it does something to your day. It just changes your day. And that's when we were talking about how art is infused in your daily life, how it adds to the fabric. It's picking the right things that make us feel better.
Yes. Absolutely. I think it's, you know, it's the same thing, you know. You have to enrich your life, and, you know, these are all the things that can enrich your life, you know. And why not? You know, what are you going to just, like, go through, like, all right, I'm just going to use the same cup I have for 50 years. And, you know,
Evolving is good. So we are down to about 2 minutes, so if you can just quick give us one example of the next place or a place that you'll be that's in our region where people can come and visit and pick up this work and see how a mug can, in fact, enrich their lives.
Okay, so the stores that are in the region would be the Clinton Fudge Shop, which is right on Main Street, Lamington Lifestyles, which is in Bedminster, our studio, at 47 Kinnaman Avenue in Washington, and you can always call the studio 908-689-2021. And then we also have an open house at the studio the 28th of July from 10 to 3. And if none of that works, we are going to be at the Chester Craft Show in September, and that's going to be September 8th and 9th, and that's an awesome show. So you can always call.
Great. Jim, thanks for being a guest today on Hunt and Hunter, and we certainly appreciate you being here and wrapping up our hour.
Thank you.
Everyone, that was Jim Remy from Remy Studios, and we have our next radio host will be in the studio at 5 o'clock. Stay with us.
Think of a screen and shout, let's rock.
is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.